Once again, I want to thank the brethren here and the leadership here at Northwest for allowing me another opportunity to come before you that I may speak another portion of God's most precious word that some of us may hear and may make some adjustments in our life. That when Christ come back, he'll find us doing what he asked us to do. Be obedient to his word. This morning, before I get started, Northwest, I just want you to look around you this morning just to remind you just how good the Lord has been. Just look around you this morning. God is a good God and an awesome God. Been so good that each and every one of us should be just overjoyed this morning. We serve an awesome God. Church, before I deliver my lesson this morning, I want you to think about one thing. And that one thing being, where would we be if it wasn't for Christ Jesus? Something to think about, ain't it? Where would we be if it wasn't for Christ Jesus? So I ought to say, thank God for Jesus this morning. Oh, church, I'm just an elementary preacher this morning. But you know what? I believe that if you don't get the elementary part right, you ain't gonna do good in high school. In other words, for us older people on down the road. So just a little something this morning. I thought that I would come before you and remind you of some things that sometimes we fail to do those things that we know to do. So just a reminder this morning that we must keep on striving, trying to please our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So my lesson is taken from Psalms, the chapters 1, the verses 1 through verse number 6, what has been read in your hearing. Thank a brother for reading that this morning. As we look at our lives today, we need to make some adjustments. God has allowed us that time that we can have made a mistake, that we can ask for forgiveness and get back on the right road. So my lesson is kind of geared in that way this morning. I ask y'all to just have patience with me and we'll get there. Being found in righteous and faithful in today's world is going to take some dedication. We know that we live in a confused and unstable society. People doing whatever seems right to them. Let me say that again. What seems right to them. In the church, out of the church. What seems right to them. Not what's right with God. Church, when we see these things happen, should bring some concern. Question that needs to be answered by you and you only. Question is, are you letting this world set a direction for your life? So my subject being, are you seeking to please him? It leaves a question here. But seeking to please who? We must look at our own lives and see what pattern we are setting. Is it of God or another? Man, maybe, Satan. Some of us may be patterning our lives after someone or might be conformed to the world around us. But we must understand complete. Complete meaning perfect, no room for error. There is no other. The Bible tells me this, Matthew 6 and verse number 24. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Verse number 25 says, and you can hang your hat on this morning. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. That's a fact this morning, church. So what this telling me is, if I have a complete understanding, I have to make a choice. Christ or some other. So if I am to seek Christ Jesus and live with him in heaven, the choice is very clear. Any other choice would be costly and temporary. We must understand. Jeremiah said a long, long time ago, in Jeremiah 10 and verse number 23, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It's not in man that walketh to direct his steps. If we know that God has to direct us, meaning there is no other direction we can take if we are seeking after Christ. Jesus said in Matthew 16 and verse number 24, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Verse number 25 says, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Verse number 26 says, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Church, if we are not directed by Christ through his word, we are wrong and need to be corrected. See, we need to stay in the path that Jesus took. The path of righteousness. Why? Psalms 119 and verse 105 say, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Verse 106 says, I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. We must maintain a direction that leads to Christ Jesus. No room for error. If we let this world set a direction for our lives, we're going to miss heaven. That's the truth and nothing but the truth. Why? Because Jesus' word is the direction. Proverbs 14 and verse number 12 says, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We must stay in the path of righteousness. See, church, we must dedicate our lives to who it matters. Any other choice would be foolish and destructive. What I'm saying is, don't let the materialistic value of this world's good make you lose focus on Christ Jesus. Matthew 6 and verse number 19. You can pull that up if you will. Matthew 6 and verse number 19 says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. 20 says, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust do corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. 21 says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Oh, church, Jesus knows. Sometimes we don't completely understand. When we spend a lifetime storing up things on this earth, not knowing what harm it might bring to us. When we cherish materialistic things of this earth and store these goods, and someone comes along and steal or take these goods from us, all that we have ever worked for. What I'm saying is, church, it can throw us for a loop and cause us to lose the most important thing in our lives, our relationship with Christ. Why not store up things that no one can take nor steal from you? Your treasure in heaven. A relationship with Christ is a guaranteed reward. The world, man, say no guarantee, no reward, but a ticket to death and destruction. So my question is valid one this morning. Question being, who are you seeking to please? Paul said in Galatians, the chapter is 1 in verse number 10. Paul said, if I yet please man, I could not be the servant of God. Verse number 11 says, but I certify you, brother, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. Verse number 12 says, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by a revelation of Jesus Christ. What I'm saying this morning, church, is Paul understood the choice. He goes on to say in Galatians 2 and verse number 20, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which now I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Church, he gave his life for you and I. So we ought to walk by faith and not by sight. Paul had a complete understanding of his choice. He said, not I, but Christ who liveth in me. That's the kind of understanding we need today. Church, tell you something this morning. If we miss it, it's our own fault. See, Paul passed this understanding to us. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1 and verse number 2. Paul says, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Verse number 2, he says, now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinance as I have delivered them to you. Verse number 3 says, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of every woman is a man, and the head of Christ is God. But the question is, oh, can we keep it like it was delivered? Young people, you need to understand this. The Lord don't make us do nothing. We have a choice. If we have chosen Christ, we must live a Christ-like lifestyle. 24/7. What I'm saying, don't be deceived by the world. Young people, not Christ today and the world tomorrow. Don't work that way. It's Christ forever if we are to please and seek after him. No exceptions to the rule. We must be dedicated to the cause of Christ. Die that we might live. Matthew 6 and 24 says again, no man can serve two masters. Oh, Northwest, we chose the right path. But can we maintain until the end? Oh, John 10 and verse number 27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. We must understand cause Jesus knows. Each and every one of us. He knows. That's why the question is, no man can serve two masters. It might fool some people, but we can't fool Jesus Christ. See, the scripture just confirmed what I'm talking about. You can't serve two masters. Old church must be only one. So, church, we must be dedicated to the Lord, willing to trust and be obedient to his word. If we are to please him and find pastor, it's through his word only, not the world nor man. Some has said and still say, Brother Montgomery don't know nothing. Church, you know what? I agree. They are right. So Brother Montgomery just say what Jesus has said. See, Jesus knows it all. So if I told you what he said in his word, I'll be right. But it's up to you to accept it. See, church, the devil don't deal with truth and facts. See, he's the master of lies and deception. He wants us to think we are something when we are nothing without Christ. Ain't about you. Ain't about me. All about Jesus' word. See, Jeremiah explained it once again in Jeremiah 20 and verse number 9. He said, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. So church, you couldn't hold it if you wanted to. Hebrews 4 and verse number 12 said, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. See, we can't fool Jesus. See, Jesus knows. So the question is still valid. Who are you seeking to please? That's why I got to tell somebody, if not everybody, the gospel. Paul said in Romans 1 and verse number 16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, and to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through verse number 21. See, it's all about Jesus this morning. We need to realize and look at Jesus as who he really is. See, when we see him as he really is, we'll have a good understanding of what we must do. 2 Corinthians, the chapter is 5, starting at verse number 17. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 18 says, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse number 19 says, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Verse number 20. That's what it's all about this morning, church. It's how we should look at it. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead that ye be reconciled to God. 21 says, for he has made himself to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. See us in Christ Jesus this morning. Not man, not the world, but Christ Jesus. That's why we need a complete understanding about our choice. People need to know. Oh, church, we got to hear and believe the gospel. Acts 4 and verse number 4. Acts 15 and verse number 7. In my closing this morning, let's look at 1 John chapter 5. 1 John, the chapter is 5. Starting at verse number 20, concluding at verse number 21. 1 John 5, verse number 20 says, "And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is a true God and eternal life." Verse number 21. Young people, you need to listen to God's word. 21 says, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols." Amen. So you need to concentrate on God's word. It's all about the word of the Lord. All I'm saying is, if we find ourselves trying to please man, and following the direction this world has taken us, we need to refocus. No other direction, no other instructions we need to follow other than the truth that's in God's word. Why? Because it's based on a sure foundation. We need not be deceived this morning. John's 4, verse number 23 and verse number 24. The Bible says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him." Question again, who are you seeking to please? Question that can be answered only by you and you only. We all need to look at our lives and make sure that we are following after Christ. Verse number 24 says, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." The truth is in God's word. Oh, we need to give God what God deserves: holiness and truth. Church, I can't preach nothing I don't know. I know God's word is true because John 17 and verse number 17 says, "Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is true." We must be willing to believe that this morning. All about the word of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, we must be careful in what we see happening and what we are hearing. The world has a lot to offer, and man has a lot to offer in this world. We need to understand what the devil is doing. See, the old devil has a toolbox full of tools, and he is going to keep trying till he uses them all. Ain't gonna never quit trying. And believe me, church, this morning he got some awesome tools that he can use. We must understand who he is and not let him find a way to control our lives. this morning, we need to understand. The devil don't care who you are, where you been, where you going, who's your daddy, who's your mama, how much money you got, where you work, or what you look like. His only concern is to deceive you, that you might be destroyed with him. His only concern. We don't need to take chances with something that's not of God. Don't say, I'm not worried about Satan. I got something for him. Don't fool yourself this morning. When you make those kind of statements, you better make sure you got what it takes. That's a good and right relationship with Christ. Without Christ, you will be another whopper and cheese meal. He will have it his way. The only thing between you and the devil is Christ. Don't take chances with things of what the world and Satan has to offer. See, the choice of seeking to please the Lord is of great value. See, Psalms 137 and verse number 7 says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Verse number 8, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thy own hand. Also in verse 1 Peter 3, verses 12 and verse number 13. See, we need Christ each and every day of our life. He's our protection. See, without Christ, old devil will just chew us up and spit us out. We see it happening as we look around us in the world today. Everything happening. People doing just whatever we never thought they would do. That's the devil's work. And one of his most powerful tools is me, me. See, he done spread it, the me, me syndrome over the world. Everybody thinking about themselves and not Christ Jesus. 1 Peter 3, verse number 12 says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. 13 says, and who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? Oh, church, we need to stay in pursuit of that which is good, which is Christ Jesus himself. 14 says, And if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Church, we need to just stay focused. Too much happening in our lives today. When we take our eyes off Christ Jesus, the old devil slips in. I tell you this morning, when he get in there, he's hard to get out. Amen. So why not do the things that the Lord has commanded us to do through his word? See, the lesson is yours this morning. Just remember who we should be in pursuit of. It says, be ye followers of Christ as dear children, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Three things I want you to remember this morning. One being, who are we to please? Number two being, where our treasures must be. Three is, how we are to receive them. If we can keep these in mind, we can see Christ Jesus as he is. But when we get distracted on what's going on in the world around us, it makes us lose focus and get us off course of who we are in pursuit of. We must stay in the path of righteousness. The lesson is yours. If you are here and have a desire to put on Christ, you can do that today. Don't wait, because the day might be the last. Some things that you must get done to put on Christ. First, you must hear the word, Romans 10 and verse number 17. Faith come by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God. Second, we must believe the word, Hebrews 11 and verse number 6. Thirdly, was repent of past sins, Luke 13 and verse number 3. Fourth, we must be willing to confess that Jesus is Lord, Master of our life, Matthew 10 and verse number 32. Fifth and final step, we must be baptized in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of our sins, Romans 6 and verse number 4. Hope I said something this morning that would encourage you to stay on the straight and narrow path. We must, if we want to please God. So, if at this time, if you want to put on Christ Jesus, you can come now as we stand and sing the song that has been selected this morning. Won't you come this morning?